We continue our learning. We're on Tanis, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Avu Eil V'Lonanu. Let's say now it hasn't rained already. We passed the 6 days where the community fasted and the next 7 days where the community fasted on Monday, Thursday, Monday. So those 13 fasts are over and it still hasn't rained. So we don't continue to have the community fast, but we have the following restrictions in place. Mimatin b'masa umatan, we have people diminish the amount of business that they're doing. And this is referring to business transactions that are buying and selling of items that are going to be used for happy occasions, for weddings and the like, as we'll see in the next examples in the Mishnah. Bibinyan of Vinatia, what else do we diminish? The amount of building that we do. And the amount of planting we do. And Bar Tanura points out, based on the Gemara, the following. What's binyan and netiyah? Means I can't, let's say we need a shul, or we need a house. We need to plant a tree for food. So he says like this, v'davka binyan shel simcha, kagon beis chasnus la'asos b'chu paso. We're talking about building, let's say, the wedding hall. They would, in those days, they would build a whole chuppah, a whole place, a small home, and that would be for that where the wedding took place and the Sheva Baruchos took place. So to build that base chastus, that's a binyan shel simcha that we avoid during these days. And unatiyah shel simcha. Unatiyah shel simcha, also planting, kigon ilan gadol, says the Bar Tanura, hamesich ala aretz. It's a large, a very large tree that the branches are now going to drag on the ground. L'tayel ha-malachim tachtav. So it's very, very shady because the branches are so long, they're able to now to descend down to the ground. And where the kings, they walk around underneath it. That type of binya, that type of netiyah that we avoid during this time. Be'erisin uv'nisuin. Be'erisin kedushin. The first stage of marriage, nisuin. The second stage of marriage. We avoid these as well. But the mefarshim point in the halacha is that if a person doesn't have any children yet, hasn't been married, so such a person is able to have erusin and nisuin during this time. One who's already been married and fulfilled the mitzvah peruvu, that's where this is prohibited. Uvesheilas shalom ben adam lachavero, and simply greeting one another is not permitted during this time. Things that we're familiar with from Tisha B'Av and from Avelos, and the Mishnah explains kivnei adam hanizufin lamakom. These types of activities, these restrictions, are like people who have been under a ban, been excommunicated by Hashem, have been rejected by Hashem, and that's why we engage in these restrictions. And then the Mishnah says, though hayichidim chozrin umisanim ad sheyetzei nisan. The yichidim, those individuals, the tamnei chachamim, who were doing those first fasts before the 13 communal fasts, so they will continue to fast ad sheyetzei nisan. The Yushalmi points out that we're talking about not really the month of Nisan, we're talking about what we call Tkufas Nisan. When that is over, that we spoke about the equinox, and this comes 30 days. We assume it's 30 days after the Nisan cycle of the sun, which we assume is around the beginning of the first week in April or so. So when that is over, then they can stop fasting. Yatza Nisan, v'yardu gishamim. If Nisan now passes, meaning you come to this time period, and it's raining, siman klala. That already is a curse. Shenemar, based on the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph Perek Yud Beis. Halo kitzir chitim hayom v'gomer. What happened? So we know the people asked Shmuel for a king. It wasn't something that they should have asked for. And Shmuel told them that they shouldn't, but they did so anyway. And he showed how Hashem was upset with them by causing it to rain during the harvesting of the wheat, during that time period. And that was, they said, complaining. They said, kitzir chitim hayom. We don't want it to rain now. It's going to ruin the harvest. Obviously, we see that rain after this time, after Sheyetzei Nisan, during that harvest, is a siman. We begin the second parak, parak beis, Mishnah Aleph. Seder Tanyos Ketzad. So how did they, when we spoke about the seven final fast days, the Monday, Thursday, Monday, where we were very strict about, and we said there are certain halachas that would apply, and let's say, for example, the day The fast would start the night before already, and we had many other things. And it's like Tisha B'Av, Isra of Tashmish Shamita, Nilas Hasandel, and Sichon Rechitza, etc. So during those days, there was these Shevatanios Achronos. There was the Tefillah was unique. Motzien Asatevel Urchov Shaliyah. They would take the table, which literally means the box, the Aron. It doesn't mean the Aron that's that we have in the wall. It means you have a portable Aron that, let's say, we bring to a shiva house. So you have a small box with one Sefer Torah. They would bring that out to Rechov Shalir, which was the public plaza, public area. And the Bar Tanur explains what the symbolism is. He says, Ha'aron she Sefer Torah munach bo. That's the Aron that has the Sefer Torah in it. Klomar. We had this kli, we had this vessel that was modest. Now it's become disgraced through our sins, and that's the idea of bringing it outside. V'lomala rechova shel ir, asked the Bar Tanura, lomar, we cried out in modesty and private in the shul, but we weren't answered. We'll now degrade ourselves in public. So that's the idea of the teva, of the box with the Sefer Torah, and going out to the Rechov HaShalir for the people coming out to daven there. They would put ashes on top of this Aron. And on the head of the Nasi, Uvarosh Av Beistin, who was the second to the Nasi. Nasi was the head of the Sanhedrin, Av Beistin was the second. And everyone would have then put ashes on their head. The difference was that it was a greater bizayon when you put on the head to show the humility of the Rosh Nasi and the Rosh Av Beistin, that others would put it on their head, but when it came to everyone else, everyone put it on their own. Hazakin Shebohen Omer Lifneim Divrei Kibushin, the eldest amongst all the people who are there, he would say words of inspiration, and he would say the following: doesn't say Anshe Ninveh, that's a paradigm of tshuva that people did. When it came to Anshe Ninveh, doesn't say Hashem saw their sakam, their sock, their sackcloth, and tanisum, and their fasting. No, Ela Vayarho Elokim es Maasehem Kishavu Midarkam Aran. You know, Hashem saw their deeds. He saw that they repented from their bad ways. So that's what we have to do as well. It's not about the fasting, even though we're supposed to fast. It's to be inspired now to engage in authentic tshuva. Uva kabbalah hu omer, and we have as well this pasuk from Yoel, v'kiru levavchem va'al bigdeichem. And we have, what do we do? You should tear not your clothing, but rather tear your hearts. If you tear your hearts, you won't need to tear your clothing, in a sense, as many in the Mefarshim say, because of avelus, because we will have done tshuva properly.